music lovers, and also those of you who wouldn't know a slip horn even if its slip were showing. This is your chairman, Dr. Gino, spelled J-A-M, Hamilton, bringing you a concert of the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, dedicated to the works of the Three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. Tonight we have with us a brilliant assemblage of famous artists, all of them prepared to give to the utmost in our effort to slip culture a Mickey Finn. Our conductors are Maestro Paul Lavelle, with his 10 sawdust on the floor woodwinds, and Dr. Henry Levine, of Who's Who in America, Hoboken edition. As vocalist, Mademoiselle Diane Courtney, and as intermission speaker, Dr. Will S. Scott, who was just recently captured alive in a butterfly net. As our guest instrumentalist, we were to have presented Dr. Thomas Dorsey and his slip horn. Unfortunately, Dr. Dorsey broke a tooth while lowering one of his bridges and can't be with us tonight. However, two replacement guest stars have been engaged to take Dr. Dorsey's place. We will tell you their names later, as when they were hired, both fainted. They are now being revived by our vice president in charge of loose ends, and the latest score is vice president less than nothing, Brooklyn Dodgers 3. But the house lights are going down. Dr. Levine is laying aside his all-day sucker, is now signaling for the overture, his own Dixieland reading of Ida. Tonight, you are to hear a repeat performance of Maestro Paul Lavelle's great double jazz concerto, The Bullfrog and the Robin, featuring contrabassoon and piccolo. This is an answer to many, many requests, which literally poured in, till finally Maestro Lavelle ran out of stamps. The note you just heard is one of the lowest audible to the human ear. It was played on the contrabassoon by Professor Abe Reines of the NBC Symphony, who is one of the world's greatest contrabassoonists and who tonight is out slumming. That trill was one of the highest normally used in music, played on the piccolo by Professor Milton Ilyich Cassell. Some of you may recall the old proverb, "Who called Milton Ilyich a piccolo player?" Now, the two instruments are heard together. Now, for the story of the Bullfrog and the Robin by Maestro Paul Lavelle. One bright day, the breezes were blowing through the trees at the edge of a pond in the forest. A grandpappy bullfrog was humming as he lay in the sun. He stops suddenly as a robin lights on a twig above his head. The robin says, quote, unquote. The bullfrog starts humming again, and the robin unhands herself of an obbligato, like so. Now the wind in the trees joins in. But the robin decides to show off in a solo, a little show off. Is sad. I can't sing like the robin, says he. Besides, every time I hop, I bump myself. Ah, woe is me. Robin likes the bullfrog and decides to teach him to sing. Now the bullfrog teaches the robin. Each other, the bullfrog and the robin now try to knock themselves out with ad-lib cadenzas. Meanwhile, the breezes have been quietly listening and learning. So now the breezes, the bullfrog, and the robin all get together for a jam session. This is ended only when the robin flies away and the bullfrog dives back into his pond. Professor Abe Reines, Count of Bassoonist, and Milton Ilyich Kassel playing the piccolo. The members of the orchestra bowed to them. Here is the latest news on our replacement guest stars. One of them tottered to his feet a moment ago and requested a drink. He is a trombone player, and unfortunately our vice president in charge of loose ends gave him water. We hope that shortly he will have revived again. Right now, we are pleased to present the brilliant young American coloratura, Mademoiselle Diane Courtney. Even while still at the conservatory, Mademoiselle Courtney regularly received many gold medals and prizes until she went on a diet and quit eating Cracker Jack. We hear this young artist now in the Rockola recitative, Flow Gently, Sweet Afton. Engaged to take the place of Dr. Thomas Dorsey. He turns out to be the distinguished virtuoso of the sludge pump, Professor Jacques Davide Epstein, who spells his first name in French, as we have told you many times before, by marking a cross. Professor Jacques is still somewhat weak from the vapors, so during his solo, he will lean on Dr. Levine's breath. Professor Epstein and his tailgate trombone in the concert version of Lazy River.
Thank you.
marks the end of Dr. Will S. Scott's series with us as regular commentator, though we hope he can be prevailed upon to return for occasional visits. Since he will not be working during the summer, Dr. Scott says that his many friends can keep in touch by writing him at his country mansion, Hacienda on Relief. Dr. Scott.
Thank you, Dr. Hamilton. Tonight, I should like to speak about the trombone in honor of our guest who is absent. The trombone, as you all know, is the most practical of all instruments. Even if you cannot play it, it may be placed upside down in the vestibule where it serves admirably as a receptacle for used beer cans. Here in Radio City, for instance, we keep one trombone on each floor for convenient disposal of used song pluggers. Professor Epstein. We did not ask for any applause. As I was saying, to play the trombone, one uses a lip formation called an embouchure. For our purposes, the term may be defined as follows. An embouchure is the sordine quid of the player's irenic prolepsis, which, when applied to the repuscular fume of the instrument, produces a spizzitude not unlike the mating call of an exiguous snide. I shall now ask Professor Epstein to demonstrate his embouchure. Thank you, Professor. Dear me, his embouchure sounds exactly like his applause. As I was saying, the trombone is of all instruments the most suitable for imitations, particularly the imitation of the sound of an airplane. In this imitation, the performer raises the trombone to his mouth, dusts off his embouchure, removes his teeth, and throws the upper lip over his left shoulder. Then he blows while being tickled by four Hawaiians from behind. Ah, but I see Professor Epstein has the trombone ready for the plane imitation, so I will crawl into the cockpit. Ready, Professor? Contact.
Calling Dr. Will S. Scott. Calling Dr. Will S. Scott. Thank you, Dr. Will S. Scott.
Slowly into the setting sun, we now say farewell to dear old Basin Street.
As we said, we hope, of course, that Dr. Scott will return for an occasional visit. We have now reached a special feature which we call the Dead End Music Department. At our last two concerts, we have had to go off the air before Dr. Levine finished his final selection. And Dr. Levine refuses to leave the numbers hanging for fear they might drop on someone. First, we are to hear a few bars of By Heck, which was almost completed 2 weeks ago. Beginning at the second measure of letter H, we hear Dead End Selection number one. Remaining portion of Fletcher's Folly, which we could not finish at last week's concert. Beginning three bars before letter H, we hear Dead End Selection number two. Dr. Levine's golf game will be much improved now that he has finally completed these two selections. Just recently, in presenting Mademoiselle Diane Courtney, we announced that our coloratura had removed her shoes in order to interpret her open-toed version of an aria. Well, it so happens that our singer's mother is a French woman now living in New England. When this remark was translated to her, she wrote her daughter, somewhat tartly, to ask if she were singing in a burlesque show. And as a result, Mademoiselle Courtney now brings us a ballade from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, which she sings fully clothed and including hip boots, the ballade In the Hush of the Night.
Hush! Stop that jive, 'cause I'm blue, and I long for the light awaiting you. First you're here, then you're there, can't make up your mind, when you know that we are two of a kind. In the darkness when we are apart, every cloud seems to crowd in my heart. With you near, all my world would be bright. Like a song, every wrong would turn to right. Oh, my dear, when the sun dims her light, can't you hear my love call in the night?
Second of the world-renowned guest artists we have engaged to replace Dr. Thomas Dorsey, who is now busy replacing a tooth. The vice president in charge of loose ends just dropped a quarter on West 47th Street and was immediately mobbed by hundreds of world-renowned musicians. Holding auditions over a period of several minutes, he emerged finally with our own Professor Angel Barnes Retina, who plays in Maestro Lavelle's woodwind ensemble as first and only trumpet. We are to hear Professor Angie's own great work, the Angie Wangie Blues. Members, we have dusted the snowflakes off of another one during this New York City heat wave. Before we adjourn this evening, we have a special announcement of great importance. His Eminence, Mr. Welburn Fountain Pen Kelly, our esteemed collaborator and scriptwriter of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, is leaving for Washington, D.C. He reports tomorrow to take over a very important government position. We're informed on good authority that his new title will be, quote, Supervisor, Script Division, Radio Section, Office of Public Relations, United States Navy Department, unquote. All of us here join together in wishing Mr. Kelly Godspeed and best felicitations. Also, we sincerely hope his script will be forthcoming in time for next week's broadcast, at which time the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street will present another very special concert. As our guests at that time, we will be privileged to bring you the world-famous John Kirby and his band. Chairman of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street has again been Dr. Gino Hamilton. Tonight's program was heard in Canada through the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.